Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Ayin Beis. We are up to Sif Beis, the top line on page 478. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Karfeif Yoser Al Sasayim, a karfeif, an enclosed area that's greater than a Beis Sasayim, Shalohuka Fladira, that was not surrounded for dwelling, have a karmelis. As we learned a few times, that gets the din of a karmelis. Va'asr letalto mimenu la karfeif acher. And you can't carry from this karfeif that has a din of a karmelis to another karfeif that also, as we'll see, has a din of a karmelis. Lahachnis lahutzi mizel lazet, to carry back and forth between each other, ki im shtei amos bezeh u'shtei amos bezeh. Only if it's within two amos here and two amos there, meaning you can't carry more than four amos, you can carry from karmelis to karmelis as long as it's within four amos. So we're discussing over here a karfeif that's more than a beis hasayim that was not ukav adira, that's adjacent to another karfeif, yosal sasayim shalukav adira. So they both have a din of a karmelis, so it follows the regular rules that you can carry from karmelis to karmelis, but not more than four amos, like you can never carry in a karmelis more than four amos. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Yadzayin, Va'asu l'talta mimenu, V'hu adinda besocho, asu l'talta rak besocho ayr b'amos. Like we just mentioned, the same thing is true, that within each one, which is a karmelis, you can't carry more than four amos, k'mavur l'el b'simen shin men vav siv gimbal. Siv katan yudches l'karfif acher, rotza lomar, karfif shehu kamohu. We're talking about a karfif that's similar to this karfif, meaning, shemasek yoser mi beis asayim, it holds more than a beis asayim, v'luhukal v'dira, and it was not surrounded for dwelling. Because if the other karfeif only holds a beis asayim, or it holds more than a beis asayim and it was surrounded for dwelling, reshus hayachid gamurhu. Then that reshus is a reshus hayachid gamur. And then you can't carry at all. That which we're saying you can carry up to four amos is because they both have a din of a karmelis. But if the second karfeif has a din of a reshus hayachid, because it's more than a beis hasayim and a sukkah fadira, it's less than a beis hasayim, so then it's pashut, you can't carry from this reshus, which is a karmelis, to that reshus hayachid, even less than four amos. Sivkot on your test, ki im shtei amos, you can only carry two amos in each one, to mi karmelis mutter. Because carrying from one karmelis to another karmelis is mutter, like we learned earlier in Simen Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. V'chol ze b'kelim sheshosu b'solchan. This is all discussing kelim that started off Shabbos in the karmelis. The ilu kelim sheshosu b'solcha bayis, but kelim that started off Shabbos in the house, v'huvu la karfeif al yidei akum, and they were brought from the house to the karfeif through a goy uchiyagavna or a similar way. Oser lohotzion the karfeif acher, then it will be also to carry to another karfeif, like we learned earlier in Sif Aleph. You can only carry from karfeif the karfeif, or in this case, karmelis the karmelis, kelim that started off Shabbos in that reshus, but not kelim that started off Shabbos in the bayis. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel. Shtei chatzeros sherotzos la'orev yachad. Two independent chatzeros that want to make an erev together. Lahatir, in order to permit af kelim sheshosu babatim. As we learned in Sif Aleph, to carry from chatzer to chatzer is mutter even if they don't have an erev together. But what they want to do here is to carry freely from their houses, not only to their chatzer, but also to the other chatzer. So two chatzeros that want to make an erev together to be matir even kelim sheshosu babatim, ain't Srichos Eruv Acher. They do not need to make a new Eruv if they each have their own Eruv. Eloha Eruv Sha'osu Kfar. But rather the Eruv that they already made in Chatzar A, Yolichenu Echon Nibneha Chatzar Bishvil Kulam. One member of Eruv A will take the Eruv from Chatzar A and bring it over to Chatzar B. Vietnenu Be'echon Mibate Chatzar Shnia. And he'll place it in one of the houses in Chatzar B. Vimirtzer Yolich Shamafi. If he wants, he doesn't have to bring over the actual Erev that they made in Chatzar A. He could bring over his own bread as well, put it in a house in Chatzar B on behalf of everyone in Chatzar A, and that will work also to join the two Chatzeros together with an Erev. The Rama says, "V'hu she'irvu b'nei chatzero imo tchila." This is obviously only true if Chatzer A made their own eruv amongst themselves first, or she'ain tzrichin la'ariv, or there is such a situation that they don't even need an eruv. Kemoshen is where Simon Shinayin, like one of the cases that we discuss in Simon Shinayin. The Mechaber continues and says, "V'hu she'irvu b'nei chatzer hashnia la'atzma." Not only like the Rama says that Chatzer A had to have made an eruv together themselves, but also this is only going to work if Chatzer B made an heir of themselves as well. Ve'ein b'nei Chatzer Hashniya tzrichim pas acher. And the members of Chatzer B that made their own Erev, and the member from Chatzer A brought his bread, or the Erev from Chatzer A, into one of the houses in Chatzer B, v'nei Chatzer Shnia do not need to contribute any more bread, elu ha'eruv sha'asu kfar matiran, but rather the Erev that they already made is matir them. So says the Mishnah Berura, if katan chaf yolichenu echad, one of the members of Chatzer A will carry over Erev from Chatzer A and put it in a house in Chatzer B, or his own bread. The Kevan Shekvar Irvu Yachad Harehim Ki Ish Echad. Once Chatzer A made their own Erev together, they're all considered like one person. Sev Katan Chaf Aleph, he can bring it over, Vekula Mutar, and the Obakam Mutar. Mishum De Shlichusayu Kovet, it's considered that he's doing the Shlichus on behalf of everyone. Kevan Shekvar Irvu Yachad, since they already made an Erev together. But there is a very important note over here in the back of the Sefer, note 17, the Aruch HaShulchan Adon, that in this case, the person who's combining Chatzer A and Chatzer B, this member of Chatzer A that's even either sponsoring or taking the Erev and putting it in Chatzer B, must inform L'chol B'nei HaChatzer Shema'arivim B'nei HaChatzer Ashnia. Although he can do it as a Shliach, he must inform them. V'ein Adome L'ma'ariv B'chatzeru Sheyucha L'zakos L'chol B'nei HaChatzer V'ein Tzorech L'hodiyam. It's not like making an Erev in Chatzer A alone, that you can be Mezake on behalf of everyone without them knowing about it, and we say Zachon L'adam Shalom B'fanav. That's all within one chatzer. But if you're going to go ahead and combine two chatzeres together, then you have to inform them, Mishum shelo arev b'chatzerum zechusru lahem. To make an erev in a person's chatzer by himself, within one chatzer, that's be'etzem eschus. Sheyuchlu l'taltalba. Who doesn't want to carry from the house to the chatzer? So then you're being mezake everyone. Aval la'orevim chatzer acheres, but to join together a whole bunch of other people and have two chatzeres together, yitachin shelo noach lehem l'harbos b'diyorim. It's very likely that people don't want so many people bringing stuff and carrying into their chatzer. Maybe they want to stay more private. So therefore, says Aruch HaShulchan, although within one chatzer to make an erev, you don't have to inform them. We could say zachin, but when it comes to joining two chatzeres together, then you would have to inform them, and you would not be able to do it without their das. Further in note 17, he writes, "Shekasha'usim eruv l'shtei chatzeres yachad tzaruch luvarich al mitzvas eruv mishum dezeu eruv acher." So even if each chatzer, when they made their own individual eruv, they made a bracha on their eruv, now that we're making a new eruv by joining two chatzeres together, says the Aruch HaShulchan, they would have to make a new bracha on this eruv. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Beis Tchila. This is going on that which the Rama said, "V'hu she'irvu b'nei chatzeru imo tchila." It only works for one person from Chatzer A to bring over the Erev or his own food to a house in Chatzer B to join the two Chatzeros together if Chatzer A had already made an Erev together. The im lo kein, because if they had not made their own Erev together, ha be'eish shaholich pas shalo, at the time that he brought over his own bread, adayin lo hayam ma'orav imoim, he was not joined together with the members of his Chatzer. V'af sha'achar kach irvu yachad, and even if after he brought his food to Chatzer B to join them together, then they made an Erev in Chatzer A, lo chal ha'erev l'mafreya, that Erev joining to the two chatzeros is not going to work retroactively, and therefore it's going to be too late. In other words, only if there was already an Erev in Chatzer A, then he could bring bread over to Chatzer B to join them together. But if he first brings over the food to Chatzer B, and only then they make an Erev in Chatzer A, the Erev they made in Chatzer A is not going to work retroactively to make the Erev that he joined together, the two chatzeros, to work together. That would not work. Miu nira, however it appears, the im'ach if after the members of his chatzer made an erev, after he gave the food already to chatzer B, chazer v'somach behedyal osel pas shaholach kodim le'eruvam, he went back and explicitly was somech on the bread that he gave over to chatzer B before v'adai mahani, then that would work. Because l'maisa, the time where the Erev is chal is during Ben Hashmashos, and since both items were done already before Ben Hashmashos, by the time time Bein Hashmashos comes, we already have an Erev in Chatzar A, and we already have the food given over to Chatzar B, although it was given over before, but he was explicitly reliant on it afterwards. Now when Shabbos comes in, everything can be chal together, that would be good. This is no worse than a group of people that are eating and they rely on the bread that's on the table to be their Erev. Like we saw in Shin Samech Vav, the Afal P Shein Osim Klum, even though they didn't do anything, the bread happens to be there, that's able to kick in during Ben Hashmashos for an Erev, so this case certainly will be good. The same thing is here as well. Mahani Atba Pashalo, it would work with his bread. The Kevan She'ervu Kfar, since Chatzar A made an Erev together, Have Ata Shaliach Dekulu, he is now a Shaliach of everyone, Keshechazer V'samach Behedyal Oso Pas B'shal Kulam. When he goes back and he's reliant again explicitly on the pass that he gave previously, that he says he's being reliant on this bread he gave previously on behalf of everyone that's now part of the Chatzar, part of the Erev and Chatzar A, that will work to join them together now by Bein Hashmashos. Sivkatan Chav Gimel, we said, or if Chatzar A either made an Erev before, or they did not need an Erev. Dahasam nami amrina dekulu kachad chashivi. In this case, where they don't need an Erev, we consider them all like one as well. The echad molech apas mishalov ukulam mutar. One person can bring over his bread, and everyone will be mutter. Sivkatan chav dalad simin shin ayin sivdalad vehei ayin shom. Sivkatan chav hei vuhu she'ervu. This is only assuming the Mechaber says that Chatzar B also had made an Erev already together themselves. Rotzalomar. Shigam that before the person brought over the food of the Erev from Chatzar A to a house in Chatzar B already had their own Erev, the Ilav Hachi. If Chatzar B did not have an Erev yet, it's not going to help anything to bring the Erev from Chatzar A into house number B. The members of Chatzar A are not going to be any better off than the members of Chatzar B. Right now, when Chatzar A is bringing over their Erev to Chatzar B has no Erev. So everyone in Chatzar B is Usser. So obviously the people in Chatzar A are also going to be Usser in Chatzar B. So bringing over your Erev accomplishes nothing unless Chatzar B already had their own Erev and now you could join the two together. The Shaar Tzion points out in Oz Yodalad, venerally it appears to me even more, the Imholicho Eruvan L'Sham, if Chatzar A brought their Erev over to Chatzar B before Chatzar B made their own Erev, not only are the members of Chatzar A Aser to carry in Chatzar B because they're no better than the members of Chatzar B. Not only are they Aser to carry in Chatzar B, the members of Chatzar A now become Aser to carry in Chatzar A as well. Because now all of a sudden it turns out that the Eruv of Chatzar A is found in another Chatzar. That's not allowed. So Zakta Mishabura, the only way this is going to be permissible is if Chatzar B already has an Erev, and then Chatzar A brings their Erev over to join forces. But if Chatzar B did not yet have an Erev, and the members of Chatzar B can't carry freely in Chatzar B, so the members of Chatzar A who brought their Erev over certainly can't carry in Chatzar B. So to Shaar Tzion, now they can't even carry in Chatzar A, because now their Erev that they had to matter Chatzar A is found in Chatzar B, so it doesn't help Chatzar A, so they're totally messed up, and they can't carry in either Chatzar. Sivkatan Mem Vav. The Mechaber then said, "Ve'ein b'nei Chatzar Hashniya tzrichim pasacher." The members of Chatzar B do not need to contribute any other bread. Elo ha'eruv shasuk far matir, and the eruv that they placed already is let's matter them. Zakta Mishabura da al yodun nisarvu b'nei Chatzar zoyachad. This bread that they put together as their eruv, that's how they joined together in this Chatzar. Va'yidei havas ha'pas mechatzar she'etzlan, through the bringing over of the bread from the other Chatzar next to it, nasum ma'urafin shteya chatzeros yachad. It joins the two Chatzar together as one. Umutarim gam heim latatal keim sheshasu v'bateim l'chatzar she'etzlam. It allows everyone to carry keilim that start off Shabbos in their houses, even to the other chatzar. V'kasa b'prisha d'tzrichim laniach shtei ha'eruvin b'yachad. The prisha writes that both of the eruvin, the one that started off in Chatzar B for Chatzar B, and the one that's being brought over from Chatzar A, they both should be placed together in one bias. That concludes Sif Gimel. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Sif Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.